Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Welcome to Consider This with Big Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner with more than 28 years of experience in the financial services industry. He serves as the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group, LLC, and also taught financial planning at Purdue University for 7 years. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm based in Indiana with more than $390 million in assets, serving clients in 31 states. Indiana offices are located in Anderson, Fishers, Lafayette, Rensselaer, as well as Sonoma County, California, and Bozeman, Montana. This show is for educational purposes, and you are strongly encouraged to consult your advisor regarding your individual issues and opportunities. Joe can be reached at 1-800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. Enjoy the show, and remember to consider this.
Hello and welcome to Consider This. Joe Clark, Sherry Kontos, and others. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. You can find the information from the show on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, iTunes, and various other places. Obviously, we're here weekly on WILO from 4 to 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings on Shine 99 between 10 and 11 a.m. Consider This really is a show that's much more than just the weekly headlines. We work together to try to give you insights and directions into things that you may want to consider about your financial lives. And the questions come in many directions. You can always reach us on Twitter, hashtag AskBigJoe. And, of course, you can email us your questions. Consider This, that's all one word, Consider This at yourlifeafterwork.com. We break the show down into what we call five critical financial elements. One, always begin with the end in mind. So we start with retirement income. Where is the money going to come from to maintain your standard of living? Number two, then, is the tax plan that needs to be done each and every year before the end of the year. Three is the investment policy statement. What's going to keep you from getting caught in a downturned market without paying attention, without having discipline to how you want to respond? Fourth is life happens. It's the good and bad and ugly of life, the things that we just normally see that take place. Last but not least is the legacy plan. Everything that we do is all about your life after work. That's the name of our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. We want to take what's going on in the world, keep you abreast of changes that matter. Sure, it's always fun to talk about markets and headlines, but what we really want to do is give you things to consider. So as I said, shoot us an email, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Enjoy the show and keep in touch.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. A Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Very, very happy to have you along.
We are.
It's always a fun time to be on the radio show. Sherry, I got caught in the middle of a conversation the other day.
Uh-oh.
Where somebody essentially asked me what they should be expecting from their advisor in terms of communication. And it brought up a series of issues and things. If you've not heard me talk on this show before about business models, then part of this may be, you know, a little bit different. But just the basics, if you will, when people are interviewing financial advisors, there is a checklist of things that I provide people to say, these are the questions that you ought to be asking. And many of them are overlooked. Sherry, you've heard me saying before that it takes four things for a family to say, Joe, we want to work with you in the financial enhancement group. And the first one is, do we like and trust you?
Right.
And honestly, because of Madoff and Shrinker and other jerks in the world, the other three don't matter as much anymore. We tend to affiliate and work with people that we like and trust. And I think you should.
Sure, yeah.
But I do think there's three more steps to that relationship. The second one is, do you think we know what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's pretty important.
it does matter. Having a securities license by itself does not qualify. So my daughter's at Anderson University. She's in her life group. And she calls me in a tizzy. You know, Kendra is black and white. There's not a lot of gray in her life. And she knows the things that we do and that I have done in my career to be able to be where I am. So this young man is going to work for an insurance company. I think it's Northwestern Mutual. And he has to have a series of names of people to show that he's got enough people that he can call on to get this internship or to do his program. And so I don't know how the conversation comes up, but he tells his life group that there's no difference between a financial representative and a financial advisor. And Kendra goes bonkers, calls me and says, Daddy, tell me that I'm not nuts. And I had to tell her she was wrong.
Okay, say that again. Financial advisor and financial
rep. There is no, and it's sad, but it's true. Legally, you can call yourself a financial advisor, Sherry Kontos.
Really?
Legally, anybody can call themselves.
I could put a shingle up and say that.
There is no legal restriction on being able to be called a wealth manager, a financial planner, a financial advisor, a financial representative. They are merely titles that are self-appointed.
I see.
Now, he can't say that he is a certified financial planner any more than somebody can say that they're a CPA for certified public accountant without being board certified.
Mm-hmm.
But having a securities license does not make someone know what you need them to know about your financial life. So one, do you like and trust them?
Mm-hmm.
Two, do you think they know what they're talking about, and how do they prove that? Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I think every one of my planners is enrolled in the CFP program to become certified financial planners. Every one of them are on our planning team.
Yeah.
You know, we think that educational part is important. The third is, do you understand our process? And then the fourth is, do you need our process?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. There are some people who want to worry about it, who want to be daily involved and adamant about it. You know, we're not probably right for you. You know, this is a full service financial planning firm where we get paid as registered investment advisors to manage money for people, to make sure that they don't have to worry about their retirement, you know, that they don't have to worry about things. And so the thing that gets left out of most conversations, in my opinion, is the business model. You know, so you found Joe, you like Joe, you heard Joe on the radio, Joe's a nice guy, Joe's done it for 29 years, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's wonderful. But what is Joe's business model? How do you know before you put your life savings with us at TD Ameritrade, where we hold our money?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it at the Financial Enhancement Group. I tell TD Ameritrade what to do with it. But how do you know that I'm going to be here tomorrow? And does that matter? And the answer is yes, it matters a lot. The reason it doesn't say Joe Clark and Company on the door is because I wanted this to live a lot longer than
me.
There's 21 people on our team. There's more than 600 families that we take care of.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing to grow, hence having to build the new building, you know, because we don't have the space here to be able to handle it. that you need to know what that business model is to know that we're going to be here next year to be able to do the things that we promise. Not just the things we intend, but the things that we promise.
Right.
The world is scattered with good intentions, as my grandfather would say.
So my question is, you say it's important, number one, to know and trust the person, and then the other things. But so do you need to know who the team is, too? Do they need to know who your team is, too, because you may not always be here?
We do our best to make sure that people know who the team is. So you know, okay. In every meeting we have, I always have a pair planner in the meeting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now started having another planner actually in the room with us. And it's for that very reason. And, those that have listened to the show a long time know that I lost my mentor and dear friend December 11th last year. He did not have paraplanners like most of the industry. But people walk in and they go, we got a packed house here. And it's like, mm-hmm. No, we got you because you're the center stage. You matter. I have my paraplanner to be able to make sure that we don't lose any of the information about you and that everything is done. And if I'm gone, if God calls me home early or I'm hiking and I'm not here and you need help, I want people who know your situation, your information, and who are also qualified to be able to give you those decisions and information in my absence for one reason or another. Now, again, I'm 50. I'm going nowhere. But the communication part and that business model part matters.
You cover it, yeah.
So in the communication, what should you get? There is a massive move of money to the independent channels, as they call it. Those are registered investment advisors. So people are leaving the wirehouse, the Merrills, the Morgan Stanleys en masse. And if you pay attention to the news, so are the brokers. They're losing people because the money is going to the independent channel. One thing, always make sure that you get two statements from those people. So you get a statement from the Financial Enhancement Group. You get a statement from TD Ameritrade. They're never going to be identical because they're put out on different days.
Mm-hmm.
But they're close enough to know that nobody's running off with the money.
With the money, yeah.
When I see the 13 people who've stole money from Madoff to Schrenker to the other people, my 29 years, I've seen it happen 13 times. Mm. They all had one thing in common. They only sent people one statement. So you got something in the mail that you wanted to believe to be true.
Yeah.
And so you didn't ask any questions, and then bad things begin to transpire.
Yeah.
So on our statements, because I think it's so critical, it doesn't just show you the amount of money that you have. Saying that you have $1 million, but it's all in a 401k or an IRA that's tax deferred is not the same thing as having $1 million that you've already paid taxes on.
Sure.
Or $1 million that's in a Roth IRA. So we show the tax diversification on the statements.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, every week we put together the Market Carver. And there's a short one that's free for all you listeners. You can get emailed to you if you just go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. Get signed up for the Market Carver. It'll come to you every Thursday at 1 o'clock.
It's pretty easy.
If you're somebody who just listens to the show, there's a much more in-depth, detailed one that goes to the families we serve at 11:04 every Thursday morning.
Wow.
Of the 600-plus families we have, about 85 people open it.
That's cool.
It amazes me the energy we put into it, and only 85 open it.
Oh.
But we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
I bet statistically that's high.
And coming here is not a job, right?
Right.
You're not putting your money here so that you have another job. And if you want to watch the Market Carver, outstanding. If you want to, when you come in for your FEG family update, when we run through the five critical elements, if that's all you want to make sure that your financial life is in order, then God bless. But key thing, guys, is it's not just the person in front of you.
Mm.
If you think I can do this on my own, you are mistaken. You need to understand the business model and the team that supports it. Ask how long they've been there, why they're there, why they love their job as well. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yep.
Hey, we started the show talking about things that you needed to worry about heading into October 15th. Because that's when your final taxes are really due, the tax return itself. So even if you filed, you can go back and amend, but you can't do anything affecting 2018. All we're talking about is your 17 return.
Right.
That's why tax planning is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a couple that took the time to learn,
yeah,
and then went back to the answer that they wanted to hear. At least one of them wanted to hear in the meantime without going any further.
Yeah. I want to get to something that we've talked about before, and that is the interrelationship between the people that are actually coming to you for help and their entire extended family. Because we've talked in other segments how different tax returns, even though you might be dealing with the parents or the grandparents, it can all be affected.
Absolutely. I do my best when we send out our tax package. So November 1st, if the first week in November, if you're one of our families, you get a package in the mail, and that package essentially says, hey, have any of these 8 to 12 things occurred to you this year?
Mm-hmm.
And have they occurred to your adult age children? That's people 25 and over, or people that are on their own, married. You know, I've got a 21-year-old that's married. Or your parents are still living, right? And those questions are, have there been any extreme charitable gifts? Did somebody get divorced or pass away? Did you have a large income change, either good or positive or negative? You know, those kind of things that we're looking for. And so we get very much into that family planning and stuff. In fact, we have a family bundle program. So just to make this as easy as I can in English, you can look at Anderson where the Financial Enhancement Group is headquartered. And people will tell you that Anderson is not very affluent. And they are accurate about that. Affluence is a lot of income, excess income above what the median wage would be. Not as expendable, just income in general. That's affluence. So somebody makes $150,000 a year in central Indiana, they are affluent relative to other people.
Sure.
It doesn't mean they have a dollar in the bank.
Right, that's true.
So people who are affluent are dealt with by insurance agents and people who sell stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because they can pay a premium. They've got enough cash flow to come in to pay a premium.
Yeah.
Which means they're not fiduciaries. They're getting paid on commission. But in many cases, it's the only advice that a young doc or a young professional or a business owner can get. They've got income, but they don't have a lot of assets yet.
Right.
Or Joe, in a lot of my life, I had assets, but they were in a business.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have been a very good client for me for two decades, right?
Sure, yeah.
So then you move to the other side, which is where wealth comes from. Now, wealth is, you don't have to have a lot of income. That's how we have a guy in our example with $2 million in an account.
Right, yeah.
And in a 10% federal tax bracket. Right? Yeah. There's a difference between affluence, income recognition today, and wealth. And wealth is what people that are fiduciaries like myself get paid to manage, right? It's how the Financial Enhancement Group functions. So when you've got that concept of we don't sell anything, we don't make any commissions. The only way we get paid is to manage assets that you already have, right?
Right.
And younger people often get left out of the deal. And so at the Financial Enhancement Group, we created the FEG allocation model, the allocation process for younger people to come in. So you're part of your, we take care of grandparents, or we take care of Sherry. We family bundle. So your kids don't necessarily have to have an account at the Financial Enhancement Group, but they have the ability to call in and say, should I buy or lease? Should I buy a disability policy? How much life insurance do I really need?
Just because the parents are part of the process?
Just because the parents are part of the process. And we do that because what ends up happening when Sherry's gone, I'm taking care of your kids and the twins.
And
I would much rather, I would much rather get them off to the right footing. Then get them in the right area, or then them buy a policy that I've got to unwind. You know, 20 years later, because somebody thought the idea of buying whole life insurance was
good
for college planning. It sounded good on paper, you know.
Until
you put all of that stuff together. So understanding that family bundling is important. So the CPA probably knows, in the example that we were giving, probably knows that his kids are doing pretty well.
Yes.
Right. Probably doesn't know their names. I know he doesn't do their taxes, right? Because I know where they live, right? Because we ask these questions to be able to come up with a strategy.
It makes sense.
I can look at you and say, okay, here, Sherry, here's what I believe to be true. But as a doc, I'm still going to give you an MRI and run some blood tests.
I'm
not going to tell you that it's, you know, there's nothing wrong without making sure, you know, and you can't just answer questions based on a singular tax return or a singular investment. And it doesn't work that way. You get into trouble.
Do you think most CPAs do tax planning, or do they just do tax reporting?
Most just do the reporting. Not always their fault.
Not
always their fault. Their model is to bill by the hour.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to pay. That's one. Nobody wants to pay. Number two, nobody wants to take the time.
Right.
And number three, at Thanksgiving, the last thing you're thinking about is filing your taxes for the year. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're not calling the CPA firm saying, hey, I need to schedule an appointment so I can talk to you about any year-end planning that needs to be done.
Yeah.
On the suitability side of the financial world. So think every broker that you know, every wirehouse you've worked with, at the bottom of everything, there's a little tagline that says, consult your tax advisor.
Yeah.
Well, I've been partners with accounting firms since 2001. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen
90% of the time. And it's not that the CPAs couldn't do it.
Right.
It's that their model is not set up in that way for most of them. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not some that are out there that are quite competent and very good.
But how would they do it if they didn't have access to all the information like that you do?
Well, you have to ask those questions.
Okay.
It's not like somebody showed up and said, here's the family diary.
Right?
I mean,
you asked for it. Yeah.
You have to have a process that says, here's what I need. This is why it's important. And here's how you go through.
So financial planning in general, it makes sense to me that tax planning would be part of financial planning.
It absolutely is.
It makes sense that those two are actually really the same thing.
It absolutely is. And it's hilarious because I do the tax planning with the CPAs.
Yeah.
In fact, if you ask my CPA partners, they'll tell you that I do most of their tax planning because my head is wired that way.
Oh, sure. They do
all my tax reporting because I have no clue how it gets in the slots.
You don't want to fill out the forms.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I understand the planning part.
Right. Yep.
Whether it's a 199A new, you know, that's all their baby.
Right.
But that's why you have to work with the competent ones, you know, in order to be able to get it done. And just part of our process, if you're one of our families, it's a whole lot easier to come to see me when you know I'm doing it for free. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's already bundled in.
We get paid to manage money. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We do the planning for free. So it's a whole lot less painful.
Yeah.
To send an email to ask a question.
Sure.
Right. And that's why we have the team of people that we
have. Interesting.
The things that we do for the average family that walks in here I could not afford to do for myself if I didn't have the team behind it.
Behind it,
because
of all of the
processes, the specialties, and everything else that goes along. I don't honestly understand how people do this in one-man shows.
Yeah, because the best way for you to manage money is to actually have the full picture.
You have to. If you're going to do it right,
yeah,
you have to, because any one of those five critical elements can and will sink
you. Yeah, makes sense.
The retirement part, the tax part, the investment part, the legacy part, etc.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
I'm so happy to have you along. Hey, you know what is amazing is when one person on one mic can pop both of them.
No way.
To a new, oh, you did. You took them to new levels. Anyhow, hey, glad to have you all along. It is an exciting show. We are having all sorts of fun this morning and ready to go. And just to get you all fired up, because I know, Sherry, I know you don't like change. This isn't change.
What?
This isn't change. This is just preparation.
Preparation,
right?
For change.
So, okay. So the idea of the show is to give you things that you should be or need to be considering in life.
Yes.
So let me ask you this question.
All right.
You know, you're an experienced individual. Notice I didn't say senior,
yes,
old, or
please,
anything,
yes,
else.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're an experienced individual.
Yes.
When are taxes due?
Depends if you're doing estimated or...
No, that's payments. When do people think
April
that their
15th.
Tax returns due? And that's when you actually have to pay your taxes.
Yes.
When do you actually have to have your taxes completed?
April 15th.
October 15th. Right, Sherry.
Oh.
October 15th of the year after the year.
Oh, that's
so,
true. That's
so
true.
We're in 2018. Your 2017 1040, your federal tax return, the amount that you owed was due April 15th.
Oh, yeah.
But the filing is actually due October 15th. Now, what that means for you.
Yes.
Is that there are things that you can go back and augment and change. And we've been talking about this all year long. We have a known difference between 2017. This happens very rarely.
Yeah.
We have a known difference between 2017
yes.
and 2018.
Okay.
And it leads for some opportunities for arbitrage.
What is arbitrage?
Right. Arbitrage is when you have a known ability to profit off of a given situation.
A known ability to profit off of. Okay. Okay.
And that's Joe's definition. So don't look it up in Webster's or Black's Laws. But that's what it means.
Okay.
Arbitrage is when I can take advantage of information that I have and an opportunity that I have. So let's pretend last year you were in the 15% tax bracket.
Okay.
And you did a Roth conversion.
Okay.
Now, a Roth conversion, as you recall, is taking money out of an IRA and converting it to a Roth.
Right.
So you knowingly paid taxes on it last year on your 2017 return, where if you and your family made roughly $100,000, you were going to wind up probably in the 15% tax bracket.
Okay.
Now, what do we know about this year? Same couple, same scenario, is now only in a 12% tax bracket.
Okay.
Right? Because of some of the changes that came out. So if your Roth IRA happened to have performed very, very well over the last, you know, year since you did it, then you're probably going to want to leave it alone.
Right.
But let's say that it's been flat. It's gone nowhere. We've actually seen people who come in somehow or another have negative returns since they've done the Roth conversion. So doing the Roth conversion last year means you're going to pay the taxes at a higher rate and on money that may be flat or have gone down. This is the last year, Sherry. 2018 is the last year you can do a Roth recharacterization for conversions you did in 2017.
Okay.
So if you did a Roth conversion in 17, not a Roth contribution, but if you did a conversion, you really need to get out the stuff and look at the numbers and give us a call, 800-928-4001, and say, hey, here's the numbers. What should I do? Right?
Yeah. So you're saying if you, in the case that you lost money for whatever reason.
Not even lost or it didn't go up.
Then it wouldn't have benefited you that much to have made the conversion.
No.
So
but a lot of people never understood the recharacterization rule in the first place.
Right.
So they would make the decision to make a conversion, fold their arms, end of discussion.
Right, exactly.
And what I'm telling you is for some people that are out there, This is the last year you can do a Roth recharacterization on a conversion. You can still do them on a contribution. Okay. But last time you can do them on a conversion, and if you did a conversion last year, you really need to look at the numbers so that you can appropriately file your return. And every now and then somebody will say, well, Joe, I did my taxes April 15th. They're already in. I don't want to get around to it.
Right, yeah.
And then I do the math and go, you know what, Sherry? You're going to save yourself $2,500 by, you know, giving your CPA $150 to refile and make this one change. You know, yeah. I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of people in my life that make a couple grand in an hour, right? This is not, this is very, very simple,
yeah.
And yet it can be confusing, which is why you use professionals.
But it's not like the check's in the mail, right? It's like on paper, $2,500, like an example you just gave.
Oh, no, the check can very well be in the mail. They send refund checks.
Oh.
I mean, you can either apply it toward next year, or you can get...
Because you've already paid the taxes.
Or you can get a check in the mail.
I see.
Pick one. So there's things that we need to do by the end of October. Well, you have to have them completed by October 15th that are coming. That's one of them. The recharacterization on the conversions. If you over-contributed, every now and then we'll see somebody who didn't understand that they weren't allowed to put money into a Roth IRA because their adjusted gross income was too high.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you've got until October 15th to fix that. That's true of every year.
Wow.
Don't forget to withdraw your IRA contributions without penalty, the money that you had. We always want to pay attention. When somebody comes into our office, we start by teaching them the fiduciary focus. So there's four things when I wake up in the morning that I'm concerned with as a fiduciary. And remember, as a fiduciary, it is my job to take care of your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So I worry about risk and volatility.
Yep.
I worry about fees and expenses that you're paying. I worry about taxes today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And the fourth then is real return, or what we would call inflation. Invariably, somebody is sitting out there listening to this conversation right now that has got $1 million in an IRA and is effectively in a 0% to a 10% tax bracket without comprehending the deal.
Yeah.
I just had a couple who came in this week, and maybe this is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the couple heard me talk.
Yeah.
And they actually have $2 million inside of 403B plans, professors, 403B plans that they'd accumulated. They're living in a 10% tax bracket.
Okay.
They're paying taxes on Social Security. They're not 70 and a half yet. They don't have any required minimum distributions. Mm-hmm. They heard this show, then heard me talk, and then went to their CPA. And their CPA said, you do not need to do Roth conversions.
Mm-hmm.
They have three children, all have the initials MD behind their name.
Oh,
two
wow.
of them are surgeons that are very, 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 very wealthy.
Wow.
They're going to be 70 and a half, forced into required minimum distributions in 4 years.
Mm.
And the CPA is looking at the snapshot today without recognizing the fatal flaw that one of them will die.
Yeah.
And two, eventually both of them will die. And under the current tax code, money that they could be pulling out at 10% or 12% to pay the IRS and be done with the little burgers, they're going to pass on to their kids that are at the 37% tax bracket. And they're going to end up paying three times more money to the IRS.
Yeah.
Why is the money in the 403B? Because they hated the IRS.
Yes.
They wanted to do tax deferral.
Mm.
So there is a reason why we work with the CPA firms that we do. Not everybody gets it.
Yeah.
You are on a financial journey, my friends. Please don't ever forget that. Do not let somebody let you think about one investment statement, one annual return, one tax return, one concept. You can't get in a world of isolation. You do not live in a silo. We have to make decisions based on all of the rules that we know, where we are in the financial world. Use that fiduciary focus. Put it together and make your life better. Please do not be like these people that are, I mean, I'm telling you, there's going to be over $500,000 of excess tax paid on $2 million with no growth just because they don't understand the rules. Sorry to get fired up. I know it's early in the morning, but it's part of the deal. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Happy to answer it. Or you can give us a call at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I have a lot to talk about. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Ken Dilger, co-host of Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money so they don't make inefficient financial decisions. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $390 million for families in 31 states. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money and five critical elements of finance: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, life happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly of life, and legacy planning. Each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 1-800-928-4001. Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA, SBIC. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. You know, there are articles that are written when I do my research, either for the radio or for teaching the planning team, you know, sharing with them. We do a couple of unique things, I think, inside of our office. One is because we manage the money internally. We have an allocation meeting that we have every week where we bring in people so that they can listen to what's going on. If you're a family that we happen to serve, you're actually welcome to attend with a reservation the allocation meeting. In all the years I've done it, I've never had anybody come more than twice. Mm-hmm. Most people just don't want to know how the sausage is made.
So when you say allocation meeting, I'm not sure people know what that means.
Well, we have a little more than 600 families we take care of. And there is about 7 or 8 different investment models that we operate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you come in and you've got money that's after tax, that's in an account that's exposed to the IRS, we're not going to liquidate everything that's in that and just put you in front of an IRA, the IRS's harm's, you know, in harm's
sure.
way.
Oh,
we're just
yeah,
not
going to yeah,
do
yeah.
it. So your portfolio may look a little different from a tax perspective.
Right.
But in an IRA or, you know, a plan like that, the models all look the same. So if I'm imbalanced you're imbalanced, we're going to own the same percentage of the value. The account size may be different.
Right.
But we're going to own the same thing.
Right.
Our job in that allocation meeting is to be able to sit down and to make sure that we have the right things in each of those models for what they're assigned to do for their
So you're going to talk
task.
About specific companies?
Individual companies and individual exchange traded funds and the macro things that are going on.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, Adam is our fundamental. He's a CFA, the chief investment strategist, and his job is really the fundamental part of the overall market as well as the sectors and then the individual companies that we have. He looks at them on a fundamental basis.
Yeah.
Andrew is a chartered market technician. His job is to look at it from that, you know, what's the stock doing price wise compared
right.
to it's the same sector, same peers. And I'm more of the macroeconomics. What is the big picture and demographics, you know, in the world as we live in today telling us that we need to be paying attention to?
See, I think I would like this allocation.
It's fine. Yeah. In our minds. But like I said, nobody's come more than twice. but the other thing we do is have a planning meeting. And the planning meeting is where we bring in the financial planners and two of our senior paraplanners. They come in and we talk about everybody we saw the last 2 weeks because everybody's on salary. There's no nobody gets paid to do anything.
So
Sherry would say, okay, we saw these people and talked about the Social Security, and everybody would make sure that we would have said it the same way or add any thoughts that need to be able to be in.
That's a good idea.
No different than the medical world that does it when a patient's died.
Yeah.
They have a debriefing over what could we have done better, differently. We do it up front to make sure that everybody stays on that same page. And if it's something that we've never come across, we build a one-page a checklist that says these are the things that you need to ask to know so that when we bring in a new planner or a paraplanner is doing it, we have the ability to be able to get that done. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, in this case, it's an oddity. The title of the article came from Money, and the title of the article was "Couples Get Separation Anxiety Over Financial Planners," and it was re-aired in Reuters, and he said that the 13%, according to the study, this is actually done by Fidelity. 13% of couples keep their own respective financial advisors, according to a 2015 couples retirement study based from Fidelity. You know, the first thought I said, there's no way. Well, you know, we're kind of weird at the Financial Enhancement Group. 600 families, and I think there have been 28 divorces in the whole thing. You know, they're long-term marriages. Almost everybody's married or widowed or widower, and, you know, just the way it is. But we do have people. Who have come to us after a second marriage.
Yep.
Who have me as a planner on one side, and they do their own 401k. They may not have a planner. They may think they can do it on their own.
Yeah.
And there's one family I mentioned that I actually take care of both of them, but separately.
That's so funny.
And so in their research, they said 28% of couples reported keeping their financial accounts mostly or completely separate from their spouse or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
That was up from 20% who did that just 2 years earlier. Most of it is the Gen Xers that, according to the study, that probably shouldn't be surprising. They said that was because people were getting married later.
Right.
Often had careers, already established a relationship.
Right.
You know, the average woman now, which has increased because we used to get married at 25 and a half. Average woman's getting married at 27. Average man's at 29, both historic highs. The problem here, guys, the problem is it's very easy to have conflicting strategies, overlapping holdings, and duplication of fees. And we all know that I hate excess fees and expenses.
Yeah.
The duplication of strategies is one thing. Overlapping are things that are contrary, bug the garbage out of me. But the real thing is if you are married and you're filing a 1040 jointly. And again, this article did not take into any consideration what's going on in that tax return. You know, whether you're doing Roth conversions or not. If I do something, if Barb and I kept our money separate and I did something that impacted her tax return, she's going to have to pay the piper, even though she had no, there was no way to have that discussion.
Right.
And I think, you know, the article goes through this thing of life saying, hey, we need to continue to, you know, look, we need to communicate. We need to talk about the investment. I'm going to give you some of the things they said, which some of them, it's obviously he's never dealt with people. but it's still the 1040 has to be the thing that is there. So his first suggestion is get the planners in a room quarterly or at least annually. So you'd have me and the hubby and you and the wife and we'll just have a sit down. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Talk about more fees and expenses and an agitated situation.
Right.
If you've ever done anything in mediation or anything else, because either one of the planners, if they were doing their job, as I do with the ones that I take care of individually, I have told them on multiple cases, they would not hurt my feelings. You know, it would be better for you to have one person working together than for what you're doing. And they say, well, I'm not leaving you and my husband won't do the other. Or,
my
wife won't do the other. You know, and it's, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, you just can't. Secondly, don't feel pressured into snap decisions. Yeah. You should never feel that. Unpack your attachment. Ask why this planner is better than that planner or this company is better than that company. That one's a good one. Use the moment to uncover savings. Now, this one is good. In this suggestion, they said maybe one partner has very favorable fees with a particular bank or brokerage firm, while the other has a terrific deal with an insurer. And that happens especially in company benefits. I see that a lot where one 401k plan trumps another 401k plan or where the matching is different. We really want to be able to bring those all in together And the example that they used in here, they had 14 different financial accounts scattered among various institutions. 14. How do you keep track of that?
Wow.
You can't give any of them the time that you need. People do that out of thinking they're having diversification, and that's just not, it doesn't work well. But, you know, we want to pay attention to old annuity contracts, things that are out there that give you better strength and opportunities. And it's, you know, you need to know, even if it's a second marriage, even if you were late getting married, let's look at what all of the advantages are. Even if you're going to keep a checking account separate, let's at least know what's going on, because it all winds up on your 1040. And my friends, it's all important. When markets go up and down, savings accounts go up and down. When you send a check to the IRS, it never comes back. It just doesn't. And, you know, if we can keep that 1040 in front of us at all times, make the best decisions there, we'll have a better chance of helping you get to retirement and enjoying the life that you've so desired. Folks, I appreciate the comments and the questions and for your time for tuning in. God bless. Have a great week. We will see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.